Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Mad Mike Hughes wants to prove the Earth is flat, so he builds a rocket in the hopes that he can launch himself high enough to get a good look to either prove or disprove his theory. Mad Mike's adventures are on film thanks to a couple of Rapid City filmmakers. Toby Brusso and Michael Lynn recently released Rocket Man, Mad Mike's mission to prove the flat Earth. It's a dangerously fun tale of a limo driver turned stuntman that has you rooting for him in the end. Toby Brusso is a director, producer, and storyteller. Rocket Man is his first documentary feature, and Michael Lynn is a feature film director. He's also directed the documentary Inside Hubble's Final Mission for National Geographic. Toby and Michael join us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City. So glad you guys could stop in. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us. Good morning.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. First of all, I really enjoyed this documentary. Thank you for the opportunity to watch it. Michael, tell us about your experience as a film director, how you got your start, and some of the films you've worked on in your career.
Well, I've been doing films actually in Rapid City since I was in high school. I did two feature films with my twin brother and just kind of got the bug and have been making films ever since. So, and we enjoy making films in the Black Hills area. It's such a beautiful place. Went to LA to go to film school at USC, but missed home, and so came back here to continue pursuing that.
Okay. And Toby, if you would do the same, just kind of fill us in on your career work up to date.
So I have done a lot of marketing, Steve. I wrote a book called I Am South Dakota, branched into telling stories, and came across Rocket Man and thought it was a great opportunity to tell a great story and champion science. So here we are.
Yeah. And one of your favorite filmmakers is Chris Smith. And that caught my eye right away. Chris Smith is best known for directing American Movie. And I really loved Yes Men, which came out 4 years later back in 2003. Toby, tell me how you found out about Mad Mike Hughes, the subject of your film, and how you saw this as an opportunity to make a film that would be similar to the work of a Chris Hughes project.
Oh, yeah, Chris Smith is... He's a great director, and one of my favorite films, as I said, was American Movie. A lot of people don't really know how popular Mad Mike is. We found his story on Washington Post. I mean, he was all over the news last year. He's kind of making more headlines this year, but I saw it as a fun opportunity to sit back, let the cameras roll, and watch the mayhem, but also integrate some of, like I talked about earlier, the science and the questioning the belief systems. A lot of people make fun of Mike for his flat earth belief, but my question in the film is, well, hopefully people realize, hey, maybe I have a flat earth belief too. Let's take a deeper look at that. But the film is an adventure, plain and simple. It's just this fun journey of these guys trying to launch a rocket in the desert, and we had such a great time making it.
Yeah, dangerously fun was my description of that too, because it is actually pretty dangerous what these gentlemen are doing. Michael, talk about Mike Hughes, the Rocket Man, your first impressions of him and the kind of relationship you and Toby developed with him while putting your documentary together.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that initially I was concerned. I admit that I've had difficulty having civil conversations with people when an idea to me, the flat earth, was so ridiculous. How could I go meet some guy like this and be civil? And I saw it as an opportunity to just do just that. And I was inspired by Carl Sagan, who said we should meet ignorance with kindness. And so that was sort of our theme going into this. And turns out Mike is a pretty likable guy. You've seen the documentary. I think that's the big twist or the big surprise, is that I think people are going to watch this, go into this documentary thinking they're just going to laugh at him and roast him and make fun of him the whole time. And the big twist at the end is, by the end, you're actually rooting for this guy. And and that, to me, that's a fun surprise.
It really is. Toby, did you have the trust and confidence of Mike Hughes right away? Did it take time to build it, or did you find him kind of hungry for attention?
Wow, all of the above? you know, it was a challenge at first. You have two people that you've never met, and then all of a sudden a camera's in your face. There is a level of respect that you have to have as filmmakers, as storytellers, to try to get to know someone, and then dive into that world. Developing that relationship with Mike was definitely a challenge at first. We did butt heads a few times during the filming process, but I tried to take a step back and realize that this guy is actually trying to climb into a rocket and could possibly, there's a very high chance that he was going to die. Mm-hmm. So tensions were high, and that was a challenge. Michael and I were very happy, and you know, we talked about this. We were wondering, okay, well, are we going to survive this? And that was no joke. I mean, they continually said that this team rocket could blow up and had the chance of actually blowing up if there was a small leak. And we took that very seriously.
I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was actually Mike himself in the film, but they were talking about surviving, and a stuntman, if there's like a 50-50 chance of surviving, right, that's good enough for
correct
them. Whereas somebody like you and you or I would say, well, what are my chances of survival? And it better be at least 90 or 100%. That is something that is kind of hard to fathom. The mind of a stuntman that would say 50-50, yeah, I'll go along with it.
That's what makes it a stunt.
Yeah.
That's what makes it something interesting. You know, and just to back it up a little, I mean, he never thought that, you know, he was going to prove the flat Earth with this launch. It was all a publicity stunt. We address that in the film. But, you know, it is something that is, go ahead, Mike.
But what he's building towards, he's tried to launch and has failed to launch the last couple of weekends. So he's still trying to get higher. And as you saw in the movie, we address his ultimate plan, which is actually to go up in a raccoon
space
and get up to the Kármán line and see it from his own eyes. So yeah, we do address that. But yeah, this particular stunt, I didn't want 50-50 for our survival. We had to be pretty close mm-hmm. with our cameras and to catch everything. And I do remember, I mean, if you feel the tension in the end of the film, I would try to convey, I mean, that's how we felt standing there close to this rocket, wondering if what was going to happen. And I know I was on pins and needles, and
I was shaking.
Just trying to steady the camera.
Yeah, it was extremely exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. We have many crazy behind-the-scenes stories.
Yeah. Michael, I'll throw this out to you first, and Toby, you can comment as well. There are other key figures within that film that make it fun and interesting. Waldo, the rocket builder, that is, his expertise is phenomenal. And there's, you know, a couple of other guys in there as well that make this fun and interesting. Michael, would you kind of talk about the other key figures and how they fit into your documentary?
Yeah, and the interesting thing about this is we came out without any preparation. I think there's a lot of documentaries that have, you know, kind of a more of a game plan. We just let the cameras roll, and we didn't even know when Waldo would show up. When you see him show up in the film, that's the first time we meet Waldo as well. And I remember Mike had told us, you know, leave him alone. He's got work to do. Don't go talk to him. And Toby's like, no, we got to talk to this guy. And I was, I think we kind of did good cop, bad cop a little bit, where I was more hesitant to go approach these people as they showed up. And Toby's like, no, we got to get this. And so when you see Waldo in the film and he's going through all those tools, that's the first time we've met Waldo. And so these characters come in, and the story unfolded very organically, and I think that was very fortunate for us as the film came together. And so, yeah, Waldo is really, he's the brains behind the operation, and he's the one that you know, heard about Mike and said, I'm going to help you not die. And so, and then Pat, who comes along as well, he's the other main character. He was just somebody who heard about the launch and wanted to help out. And Pat really kept things together, even with financial, you know, he's the one that pays for the crane. We never talk about that in the film, but there's a lot of things that Pat does sort of behind the scenes to keep things moving. Mm-hmm. So yeah, these guys were all, I mean, we were on for the ride, and whoever showed up, and if they were a part of it, we captured it, and that's what you see in the film.
Yeah. Once again, we're talking with Toby Brusso and Michael Lynn. They are filmmakers from Rapid City. And Rocket Man, Mad Mike's Mission to Prove the Flat Earth is the name of their film, which came out just a couple of weeks ago. There are a lot of different sides to Mike Hughes: eccentric, frugal, brilliant, impatient, funny, and caring. And I love the scene where he talked about the Rainbow Bridge. And if you love animals, pets, you may be familiar with the Rainbow Bridge, especially if you've lost a pet. Why was it important to keep this scene in the film? I'll let either of you explain.
Well, it was important, Steve. We were sitting out there just filming him one day. He's working in his garage out in his yard, which is basically just a pile of dirt with a whole bunch of tools. And he said, guys, I have something to share with you. And we went inside and Mike pulled out some pictures of his cat that had passed away. And he was very emotional. Pardon me. And when it comes down to it, he wanted to share this very intimate moment with us as far as how important his cat was. And in the film, as you may remember, he said he cried over this cat, the loss of his cat, more than the loss of his two parents. And that is so very telling of Mike's relationship or how he grew up. You know, a lot of storytellers or filmmakers will go into that background of how he grew up in this relationship with his parents. We thought that that explained it right there as how much his animal meant to him. And that it was, it's heartbreaking, but it also makes you develop this instant care for Mike because we can all relate to him.
And the fact that he's the crazy cat guy, right? He's got four cats. So that's a very important part of Mike. And I think some people think that's telling in terms of his, you know, why does he do what he does?
Yeah.
Where he's at.
It was important to show that side because we mentioned all the other things that Mike is, but caring is certainly one of those. And I think some of us that have had pets and that know of the Rainbow Bridge, that poem or that nice piece that's written, is something we all really hope is real when you meet your pet in heaven.
Sure.
You know, I had a dachshund, and it's like, wow, the Rainbow Bridge, that is so cool. I really hope that's going to happen. The visuals are excellent in Rocket Man, from the land to the drone shots. Kudos for some really great work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Toby, where did this all take place? And tell me about your experience working with drones.
So this happened in Apple Valley, California. That's where Mike is. And then driving out to the site, which is Amboy, California, is where a majority of the filming took place. All in the desert, very warm. I thought it was absolutely horrendous, you know, reaching 100 degrees and filming 100 degrees. But it's actually the winter, so we actually got a break. When there's two people filming an entire film, it makes it a big challenge. And how you're going to make a drone shot look like another camera shot was the challenge. So when filming with the drone, it was very important not to only get those aerial shots, but use it as if it were an extension of a regular camera. Michael was on a camera. I was on the drone. I would pick up different shots with a B camera. But that's basically what we had to use for filming.
But let me jump in here and say, though, Toby, you know, with a regular film, we're used to being able to do multiple takes. But when those guys headed out to Amboy, they weren't stopping for anything. Mm-hmm. So poor Toby here had to try to catch all these aerials. And we asked the truck driver to slow down, who had the rocket. Could you just slow down? Because we're trying to get aerials. And he said, sure, I'll slow down. And then he proceeded to go at 70 miles an hour. And so here's poor Toby. You know, it's just us. We didn't even have drivers helping. So here's Toby driving himself with the drone on in the car. He pulls over to the side, throws up the drone, hopes he gets a pass of the cars going and the rocket going by. And then, yeah, they just went all the way there, Amboy, that way. So by the end of the day, I don't think I've ever seen Toby look quite so stressed out. But it's a good thing he's got all his experience on the drone. I know that I would have failed miserably at that task.
Definitely a challenge. I mean, we're trying to capture this, Steve, live. You know, I mean, it's more of a live action feel because it's happening right now. A lot of documentaries have these behind the scenes or many shots or many scenes from the past they can use from footage. I think we used three clips from the past, and they were all maybe 5 to 10 seconds each.
Wow.
So
the antics of Mad Mike Hughes have been featured all over the media, Fox News, CNN, NPR. Has Mike been given his due for being able to launch his rocket, or is the media just interested in the Mad Mike side of Mike Hughes?
Boy, that's tough to say. I mean, he's an intriguing character. I have no idea. I mean, the headlines of launching yourself in a rocket to prove the Earth is flat is catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Yeah.
Then there was Mike's appearance on Tosh.0. Now, that was funny.
It was hilarious. I mean, if there's anything Mike knows how to do, it's he knows how to take a joke. He knows people are joking about him.
Yeah.
He's not stupid. I mean, that's part of the shtick, right?
Oh, he was even funnier than Daniel Tosh on that, I think.
Right.
Are you guys in touch with Mike now and maybe looking at another project or another launch?
Well, we're in touch with him. I don't know if we're actually looking at another project. We're trying to get this project out here, realrocketman.com, realrocketman.com.
realrocketman.com. And most important, how can people see your documentary? I know that's the website, and I know there are some different ways where they can see the film. Could you kind of go over that?
Yeah, so they can go to the website right now. We're working on other platforms being put up. Right now it's on Amazon. What's really important for us is to have people go to the website, see where it's playing. Right now it's Amazon, as I said. Click on the link, leave us a review. That's the most important. But as time goes on, more platforms will open up, such as Apple TV, Fandango Now, Google Play, and Vudu.
Sure. Over what period of time were you with Mike and his crew? Was it just a couple of weeks? Was it months? How long did you work on this project?
Yeah, we went out, I think, three different times for a couple weeks each time. So fortunately, it wasn't a long process. And so we get to, and I think that bodes well for the documentary, too. We come in as things are happening and take you through the most exciting parts of this story. And we were fortunate. We didn't know how this would end. We didn't know if he'd ever launch. So, but we knew that the story was intriguing for multiple reasons to us, and we just tried to go out there and capture what we could. I think the thing that I remember the most is staying out in Amboy. There was just nothing there. No water. No, the motel was very, very basic. So I mean, that's. That was probably the toughest as far as what we had to do with that, and then the physical of just up in the morning all day shooting. We didn't know if like we'd miss something, so the cameras we always wanted to be rolling, so they were physically exhausting. I think I needed to recover after every shoot. How'd you feel, Tobe?
Yeah, it was very strenuous. I mean, the tricky thing is when filming a documentary, you never know if you're going to have a story in the end.
Yeah.
We didn't know if he was actually going to launch. We didn't know what was going to happen, and lo and behold, we had a story after a short period of time, which, you know, is very rare in the documentary world. I mean, people can film for years. And some people say, yeah, we've been filming for 5 years. And to me, I think that sounds like murder. but at least we have a great story in a short amount of time, and it's out. And we're excited to see what comes next.
Yeah, we're excited about the reception it's gotten so far. So
good.
I think people are really enjoying the story. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, it's surprising. Surprises people where it takes them.
And there's quite a swerve at the end. I was ready to be disappointed at the end, and all of a sudden there's the launch, and it's just like the happiest ending ever. So a nice job there. It was a swerve, but well done. And guys, it's a fun movie, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, really appreciate
absolutely.
Having us on.
Tobe Brusso and Michael Lynn, filmmakers from Rapid City. Again, the film is Rocket Man, Mad Mike's Mission to Prove the Flat Earth, and realrocketman.com, is that right?
Is right, R-E-A-L, realrocketman.com.
Realrocketman.com. Thanks again.
Thanks, Steve.